واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون.
And ask the people of Moses, peace be upon him, concerning the town situated along the sea, how its people profaned the Sabbath when fish came to them breaking the water's surface on Sabbath days, and it would not come to them on other than Sabbath days. Thus did we try them because of their disobedience. And ask the people of Moses, peace be upon him, concerning the town situated along the sea.
Most scholars identify this place with Eilat or Eilath or Eloth, the seaport called Eilat, which has been built by the present state of Israel, which is close to the Jordanian seaport of Aqaba, stands on the same site.
وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ.
And recall when a party of them said, "Why do you admonish a people whom Allah is about to destroy or punish severely?" They said, "We admonish them in order to be able to offer an excuse before your Lord and in the hope that they will guard against disobedience."
فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون.
Then, when they forgot what they had been exhorted, we delivered those who forbade evil and afflicted the wrongdoers with a grievous chastisement because of their evil doing.
فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
And when they persisted in pursuing that which had been forbidden, we said, "Become despised apes. Become despised apes."
This shows that the people in that town were of three categories. 1. Those who flagrantly violated God's commands. 2. Those who were silent spectators to such violations and discouraged those who admonished the criminals, pleading that their efforts were fruitless. 3. Those who, moved by their religious commitment, actively enjoined good and forbade evil so that the evildoers might make amends. In so doing, they were prompted by a sense of duty to bring back the evildoers to the right path, and if the latter did not respond to their call, they would at least be able to establish before their Lord that for their part, they had fulfilled their duty to admonish the evildoers. So, when the town was struck by God's punishment, only the people belonging to the last category were spared, for they had displayed God's consciousness and performed the duties incumbent upon them. As for the people of the other two categories, they were reckoned as transgressors and were punished in proportion to their crimes. But the punishment of transforming the persistent evildoers into apes was confined only to the people of the second category.
وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And recall, when your Lord proclaimed that He would continually set in authority over them till the day of judgment, those who would ruthlessly oppress them. Surely, your Lord is swift in chastising, and yet He is all-forgiving, all-merciful.
وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
And we dispersed them through the earth in communities. Some were righteous, others were not. And we tested them with prosperity and adversity, that they may revert to righteousness.
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا وَإِنْ يَأْتِهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ يَأْخُذُوهُ أَلَمْ يُؤْخَذْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِيثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ وَدَرَسُوا مَا فِيهِ وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
Then others succeeded them who inherited the scriptures and yet kept themselves occupied in acquiring the goods of this world and kept saying, We shall be forgiven. And when there comes to them an opportunity for acquiring more of those goods, they seize it. Was not the covenant of the book taken from them that they would not ascribe to Allah anything but the truth? And they have read what is in the book and know that the abode of the hereafter is better for the God-fearing. Do you not understand? And they have read what is in the book and know that the abode of the hereafter is better for the God-fearing. Do you not understand?
The above verse has two renderings. It may either be translated as above, or it may be rendered thus. For the righteous, only the home in the hereafter is the best.
وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ
Those who hold fast to the book and establish prayer, we shall not allow the reward of such righteous people to go to waste.
وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ
And recall when we shook the mountain over them as though it were a canopy and they thought that it was going to fall over them. And we said, Hold firmly to that which we have given you and remember what is in it that you may guard against evil.